June 25th, 2024, 6 p.m. solar workshop, 6:45 month-end audit meeting, 7 p.m. town board meeting, and 7:01 public hearing for local law number 5 of 2024.
All right, we're here tonight for a solar workshop. It's 6 o'clock. We have a roll call, please.
Councilmember Noonan. Councilmember Killian.
Here.
Councilmember Stewart.
Here.
Councilmember Donahue.
Here.
Supervisor Fish.
Here. Purpose of the workshop tonight is to discuss a possible solar law in town of Moreau. Since this is a workshop for the board, there will not be any time for public comments tonight. We need Josh, you want to start out here?
Sure. So what you have in front of you is a draft solar law. I worked with Councilman Donahue on it a little bit over the last couple of weeks. It's my understanding is based off the law that some members on the board have seen in the previous year that wasn't adopted. So specifically this law would go into the zoning code. However, all approvals will be handled by the town board. And the way it's structured is that there would be a rezone, a special use permit, and a site plan review. Again, those would all be handled by the town board. So in this law, there's provisions for the small scale as well as the large scale. Small scale would be the type you have at your house. So that would be both ground mounted and roof mounted. The ground mounted limits it to 15 feet high and requires shielding from public right of ways. The large scale limits it to 20 feet high and has a bunch of other standards, including decommissioning bond, and some other items. So specifically, one of the things that, as you know, you guys have been included on some of the emails is how to figure out where these will be permitted. We spoke with Saratoga County about a month ago, and they provided us a map similar to what they did in the town of Corinth. So one of the things I think that's important to discuss is whether we want this to look at this as being specific to areas that were mapped, and those are areas that were, I believe it was 1,000 feet to transmission lines and 2,000 feet to substations. Or one look at a townwide where it can be anywhere, and the applicant would just have to demonstrate that they would have the means to hook into the grid and follow the requirements of this code, this proposed code.
Just so everybody knows, my manners aren't with me sometimes. This is Josh Westfall. He's our zoning and planning coordinator here in the town, and he's been working quite hard on this to get this straightened out.
Yes, the majority of this law that we got before us right now, the proposed solar law, was a draft solar law from back about 2-3 years ago that the prior administration decided not to move forward with. It did not include an overlay district, although it was suggested at the time by our zoning coordinator, Mr. Martin, and our attorney, Carl Vetter, that it would probably be a good idea to have something like that in our solar law. I worked with both Josh and Jim Martin. They brought in some stuff that worked in another community, correct?
Yes,
it was. That as far as establishing an overlay district, and so that way the board can decide, almost like a PUD, correct?
Yes.
You would take it, maybe overlay the entire town, and then people would apply to be in an overlay district. And that would be up to the board to decide if it's a good fit, if it meets our criteria, and then we can go from there. So that's what we're looking at right now, correct, Josh?
Correct.
Correct. And once again, I think it's a good opportunity for people in the town, the landowners in the town. You know, I, for one, don't want to see huge solar panels all over the town of the world. But I've said this before, I said it 3 years ago, I'll say it tonight. There are places in this town where this type of a project will work, and it'll work well. And I'm a big one, I've talked to Josh several times about this, I'm a big one about screening, mm-hmm. about not having to have your neighbor sit on his porch and look at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you know, commercial solar panels. So I mean, this is something that the board would have to look at as far as the screening and stuff like that. But we have criteria that the board would take into consideration if somebody does apply for a zoning overlay district. And we first talked about Josh and I and Jim about setting just certain parts of the town as in the overlay district. But to simplify it, we decided to put in a plan to make it the entire town, but you'd have to apply for the district. So anybody in the town can apply for the district to be in an overlay district, but it would have to be meet our criteria and meet the approval of the town board.
Correct.
That's what we're looking at. It's a simple overlay.
Sure. And one of the major parts of this is just getting a letter from the utility that it would be included into the what they would put back into the grid. So, you know, just by virtue of location, that might not work in certain places in the town. But again, this kind of keeps it open, because as the councilman and I discussed, over time there could be different transmission lines added, capacity could be lost in some of those lines. So looking at a town line wouldn't really, I guess, make us look at only certain districts. It would give us flexibility if we needed to.
Sure, they would have to, with the replication, you know, supply us with the information from the utility that they're going to be dealing with, that they even had the infrastructure in place to have one of these. You know, that would have to be in place to be able to even have the project go forward. So, and the thing is, too, we worked on it. Josh and Jim was fantastic to work with. Josh, I'm telling you, we're not talking about this again. But the decommissioning, which is a big part of this law that they've written up, because we have to make sure when the contracts are over with these property owners that these things are properly taken care of. But if you look at the original draft that was drawn 3 years ago, basically everything in here except an overlay, some language, some definitions, is basically the same thing, that the same law, other than the overlay and decommissioning the grid and some changes. But other than some language, it was something that was agreed upon 3 years ago by the past administration. So all we've done is gone in there and put the overlay, which once again suggested by our zoning coordinator and our attorney at the time, is put that in there and beef up the decommissioning. But other than that, there's just some language changes.
Yeah. One of the major
just to clear some things up.
Yeah. One of the major language changes.
Basically, the same thing that was agreed upon three or 4 years ago.
One of the big differences is the last one talked about the tier 1, tier 2 solar systems. This simplifies it: large scale, small scale. So I think that just makes it a little easier for everybody to read.
Some of the language makes things more specific and less ambiguous, and you know, some of the language changes that we put in there simplified what was already on paper. So
yep.
Once again, I thank Josh enough for his hard work on this.
So Josh, I just have a couple questions, and if you don't have answers, I don't feel like you need to make. We can catch up. This workshop is just to talk about it. You know, before your time, before I was on this board, and JD room was packed over this topic 3 years ago.
Oh, right, right.
I mean, it was one of the fullest I've ever seen in this room. So a few of the things that I've noticed that have changed here, and maybe we can address this. How are we going to address existing? We have a bunch of solar throughout this town that don't have decommissioned plans, that are on private properties, that are on town properties, that and businesses. Is there any way to address that? And how do we, and if we can't or don't, how do we move forward with that? Is there a filing that you need to get a decommission site? We have a lot of residents with solar on their roofs already, and there's no law regulating that.
Yeah, and right now, Constant, the way we look at those solar is as an accessory use.
Okay.
I believe that's been going on for a few years.
Yeah.
I know that's how Jim looked at it. And it makes sense. It's, fits the definition of an accessory use. And the decommissioning, we don't need decommissioning for something like that. That's just put it up or take it down, something minor. Decommissioning is, that would be for the large scale ones. I know we have one kind of in approval right now that's, the Baker's Falls.
The new small scale ones, the homeowners would be required under this new law for the small scale. Yes, or am I reading that wrong?
Not for decommissioning.
Now, okay, let me take the decommissioning off, but they would be required to get a permit to put solar panels on their residence and that.
Yep, and that's consistent with how they do it right now, too.
Okay. And then my other thing was, how did we get to the 60% on the large scale? Where did, was that town of Corinth?
I don't believe it was Corinth. I'm not sure what town we looked at.
I think it was Corinth. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I looked at several different laws, and I know that one was one that kind of seemed to come up, and that's consistent with the industrial uses in town, the N districts. So I think that's a good starting point, and the board can consider that and not get down if they need to. But that's one of our.
So in our M district right now, 60% covered, right? So I mean, like, one thing I think we should consider is if we are going to put this out to the whole entire town as an overlay into the agricultural district and all commercial zonings. Right now, the M1 is the most, let's say, we allow the most use in that as it is now. I would be shocked. I guess I would have concerns if we're going to allow that same in their industrial park is not what we're going to allow in the other areas of the town, because we don't do that with industrial use. We have it's please use it here, over here, it's more controlled. So I guess that's something we could consider. Again, if there's no pushback from the residents that are going to live in that area, it's just a concern that I'm putting on the record for talking, but nobody is against that. And we're creating this law for the residents, not for ourselves. I don't live in a district that would be qualified for that.
Right, and that's the important part of the puzzle is that we would have to look at it and see if that 60% made sense. We can make changes, right? We can.
Yeah, because this board would have the special use permit authority on that. So when having that special use permit,
so if we get
that rezoning, you guys can hit standards.
Okay. Yeah. And then just a book, I met with this when I came on the board and I came on board in 2022. This was a hot topic. Then I met with a bunch of different companies. What really put my mind at ease, and I haven't had a chance to share with the supervisor, the deputy supervisor, I believe JD I did. I met with some of these companies, and they gave me peace of mind in creating this law. Is it's not the infrastructure within the town isn't designed just to have a solar field everywhere. Some of the companies that I met with said that there's really only three spots in the town that could even withstand, and again, this is from one private company, that would even be able to withstand a large-scale system, which made me feel a little better that this can't just go everywhere, as JD says. I don't want to see them everywhere. And I am a full supporter of allowing people to use their land and make money on their land. The government shouldn't accept that. But I'm also a big supporter of support your neighbors and be a good neighbor. So I think that's the tough job that we have as a board, and someone we all live in different districts.
And this is where it falls back on us. We have a time of decision. If we don't think it's going to work, we don't think it meets our criteria, then we're not going to approve it. And you know, Mark talked about it being a hot topic. The biggest hot topic point that was brought up was having to get the agricultural district. We have to keep in mind that no matter what we allow in the agricultural district, Ags and Market has certain guidelines that absolutely have to be followed when these projects go in. So, I mean, so there's another line of defense there as far as preserving the agricultural land and stuff like that. Not right now, but you've got to save the soil, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. There's all kinds of different guidelines that Ags and Market has for placing these large rigs in the agricultural district. So it is like you're going to go in and destroy all the farmland with these things. You know, these solar rigs they have nowadays, you can graze in between them. You can grow crops in between them. So we're not here to take this land out of agriculture use. We're not here. We're here really, if you think about it, allowing in the agricultural district to save these farms for years to come. Because the alternative for a lot of these farmers is to develop. You put a house in that agricultural land, and guess what? It's gone forever. You put solar panels out there 20 years from now, 25 years, whatever the lease is, you take that down, someone might want to farm it again. So, I mean, this is what we have to keep in mind, is that was a big hot topic back then, was having them in the agricultural district. And that's why it was suggested by our attorney in the zoning coordinator to do zoning overlays to see if there's places where these might. We also have to remember that the state New York has a lot of books. What is it, anything over 25, maybe whatever? They can supersede anything we do. We can sit up here and make all decisions all night long. The state of New York can come in and say, we don't care what you say, they're going to put one everywhere. You know, but usually they'll go by the recommendations of the board. But there's one going on right now, I got an email from a guy today, I forget where it was, down below somewhere. And that's the town board went and put all these, you know, obnoxious restrictions on these things, and the state of New York then said, no, you're always second to balance. So we have to remember that we can be, if we're too restrictive, the state can come in and say, you know, so we might better put some common sense on the books that's going to work, that makes sense for the landowners, makes sense for the other residents in the town. And I think we've got something right here.
Yeah, and having those standards, you know, the state can still preempt you, but they can also look at your code. And if you have something on the books, they'll look at that and say, all right, how can we make this work with the town as compared to just kind of jam it through?
Not sure.
Josh, one other thing, and this is for the board discussion. I know I'm here at the states a couple times that it has to be connected to the grid. Are we limiting, you know, now that we're considering putting this in the ag district, are we now limiting, say, small solar fields in the ag district that they would use to only generate power for their farms? Or?
Well, we did address that. If it's in association with the person who said that parcel, it can be, I believe it's 110%. We put that limit, the power capacity.
Okay, so do you know if it's that much seconds? I guess I read where it's the. I didn't see where he actually
drive himself. Well, that's what was regulated by Ags and Market, too, right? For farm use.
So.
Farm use of.
I believe so. It's 110%.
110%, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what
we can't control that either, correct? I don't think we can control that 110%. That is controlled by Ags and Market for each property, each farm. Or
that's not
a
district.
Correct.
And they can.
Yeah, so I just want to, like, we had it around that, you know, and we can't get into a useful for instance. So I guess I mean, this is the section where, again, first workshop here that allows that. But if Ags and Market's handling it, it's covered, then.
Correct, I'm correct. Ags and Market controls the.
Yep, and even the language we have in is consistent with that, and we'll keep it limited to the property.
Would it be to our advantage to put something, a statement in there saying that any projects that are considered to be done in the agriculture district will strictly follow all guidelines from as a market or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Just so it's clear. It's clear that we will follow, and it's all guidelines will be followed, all event work discussion will not follow for any projects that are in the agriculture district or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And I know I did see it on a large scale. I don't recall seeing it. I can't find it here. I do see it on a large scale that it'll follow the guidelines at Exit Market, but I didn't know if that followed with the small scale at Exit Market. And if you found it on the page, go ahead and mail out which page it is.
No, I went off a different one on that one. So okay. The definition was the 110%.
Okay, and you just took that from the Exit Market?
That's within the definition.
And which page is that on? So
that's page 4 of 16, the bottom of that page.
On which one?
4 of 16.
4 of 16.
Generate no more than 110% of the electricity consumed over the past 12-month period by the land use existing on the solar property.
And that's basically the verbatim. I do like how in the large scale you basically cited right out the Exit Market. I think just pointing is your point, stating where we got this from, because to conclude it, maybe. I personally agree with you. I would like to see it in here for talking about the workshop. I think it's nice.
Just make it crystal clear. That's all. Just in case it comes up.
And then the setbacks, Josh. Is that standard across the board? I believe it was 50 front, 40 side. Is that? In your knowledge, and when you came down from Bolton and put some serious work into this, is that kind of across the board a standard?
Yeah, it's consistent with quite a few laws that we reviewed, Jim and I, and we reviewed with Council and Donahue. Actually, in Bolton, we didn't have a law, but we had the zone mountains. It wasn't suitable.
You can put a shovel on the ground real quick.
It's just been on setbacks for a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm And ultimately, like you said, my support going back to it. I really do think that the overlay district is important. I hadn't considered it townwide. I think it's going to come back to a PUD. But as again, I have walked properties in the town world that were interested in this. But some of the properties, it would make sense, and I don't even know if their neighbors would know that they were there. This is a way to save some of their land, right? Their other options are to zone it off into 5-acre lots and sell them off and put houses, and we're never going to get these hundreds of acres of fields back because it's going to be residences. Going to Councilman Donahue's point, I think that's why we are taking another look at this. The previous board did prepare the previous law, but it was not able to get across the finish line, let's say, and one of the big hang-ups was the prime farmland, I think. I did see that was gone, but I think having it come back to us as a PUD, or not even us, let's be realistic, to the future boards of the town of Monroe, to be able to have that say and would be able to then consider the property on its whole. This is giving each project a chance.
When you talk about the prime farmland, that's the thing that Exit Market has all kinds of guidelines to protect the prime soil in the agricultural district. That's a plus too, having their guidelines. That'll be another layer of protection too.
We did.
For the agricultural minister.
Correct. And Councilman last week had sent some stuff to the whole board, myself and the board, and that was some guidelines from Eggs and Markets, in particular talked about the how to treat the soil. And those were just sort of recommendations from Eggs and Markets, but those are something you guys may want to read to consider.
I know both NYSERDA and Exit Market, from the research that I've done, have had the opinion that these type of solar projects are beneficial to the landowners in the agricultural district. To help sustain their farms and a lot of businesses. So that it, they both, to that opinion, they both have different ways of looking at it, but they both have basically that same opinion. So it can be beneficial, very beneficial to the landowners in the agricultural district. But once again, I'm a firm believer in there's places for them and there isn't places for them. I think it's a good idea that the board will be looking at it, looking to make sure our criteria are in place, and make sure that these fit in our community. I certainly believe there are places in our community that these things will fit.
And one question to go back to your small scale, the farms, and anybody knows, the abandonment, this caught my eye, that it was after 12 months without electrical generation for consumption and resale. Are we limiting that to the things that they have to be selling it, or should it be ordered?
Like that was for the large scale. For the abandonment and disconnect.
It's just because it starts off the chapter, so it doesn't attach itself to anything. It's just section 149-5, so you're by amendments at the following abandonment, and it's before we get into any of it. So it's on page 2 of 16, in the very beginning introduction of the definition. Maybe abandonment is only listed in the large scale, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe we can make that reference to make it clear.
Okay.
So this is just written as a local law, but definitions will be in the first section of our zoning code.
Okay.
So this is going to be rolled in, but I'll make that clear.
I've only been on here for 2 years, but I found the things that aren't written down
right.
Create headaches for us.
Yeah.
I'd rather
address those. Make it clear.
And I just think it's important, like, welcome all the way are doing our due diligence. I appreciate you kind of taking the lead on this, Josh, as a late thing.
Well, the thing is, I worked on it before, so I had
that's what I said.
Someone's idea, and I'm going to tell you what, Josh and Jim were just invaluable. Because they can kind of make, Jim had just finished one, the zoning overlay over the ground.
Yep.
And you worked on a Clifton Park too, was it? Did you work on one?
Many years ago.
I mean, so these guys really knew this stuff. And, what might work in that way.
Yeah, that brought up a lot of what I went through for a workshop to finally have a discussion amongst all four of five of us in the public, so thank you.
Well, I know I've read it over, and of course I worked on it. I'm willing to move forward with it. I don't know if anybody else at this time wants to.
You know what, and I thank you guys there too, being a former dairy farmer. And you look at the statistics as far as what's going on in our world, our country. We're losing 3 minutes an acre. That's 175 acres an hour to develop it. So I've had other opportunity and to see the different challenges in any type of businesses that we have. And this workshop really brings up a lot of great different ideas. And you see the definitions of what could be a resolution that brings opportunity to our town. I think it has to be carefully thought through. You know, previously, you know, with the other board, we did have a vote on it. It was 92% for. 8% against. So, again, you know, when you look at these different ideas as far as, you know, what could be, you know, I do have, you know, different farmers that are looking and struggling right now saying, you know, the margins where they are. You look at the debt to profit ratios, return on investments, you know, and it's inflation, you know, there's so many different characteristics that are happening. You know, we've been approached by many solar companies, and I think it's a great idea right now to go through with the board and to do the due diligence of, you know, what are the pros and cons, the setbacks. You know, there are areas, and I'll be upfront honest, you know, I don't like seeing solar everywhere, you know, right next to the road. You know, aesthetically, I don't know, I'm just called the old school, I don't know, I don't like, you know, seeing a bunch of panels everywhere, you know. And again, I've got, you know, personally, I've got a kid going to Cold Skill for Agribusiness and Animal Science, and I've got another son that I'm not sure what he's going to do. But, you know, there's different opportunities, and each individual farmer has, you know, of course, different opportunities. So I think that depending on the location where this might work, or it might not. Either way, you know, there's opportunity on both sides. And I think that between developers or solar, I think it's in the town of Monroe, you know, farmers have been dropping off like flies, and there's one left. We still have our farm, and there's a few other smaller farms, but I think that, you know, previously when the town voted, you know, there was a lot of stuff, good things being green, you know, that could happen, and based on when the town voted, you know, again, those numbers were 92% for and 8% against. Again, bringing this to the workshop now, maybe there's something different happening. I don't know. But, you know, I'm open, you know, and again, to abstain, you know, to, you know, the different votes there too that might appeal, you know, to me, you know, but yet still moving forward in a manner of being logistic and how things could present to the town of Monroe that could be beneficial. You know, who knows what's going on with the war. You know, and again, there's so many things there too that you can generate power. You know, this is just, you know, our side, the farmer side, if you will, as far as, you know, pros and cons. You know, who knows what could happen. But again, I think that, you know, I think the workshop is a great idea, and hopefully we'll get some more turnout there too, and different ideas there too that can be beneficial to our whole town.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think we have a great base here. To get to the next step, as you said, to move forward, which I believe would be a public hearing. I mean, the three things that I would really be interested in from the public, and they'd be welcome to reach out to me, is their take on the percentage, their take on the setbacks, and the screening requirements. I think that's how we really, the neighbors are going to be able to really put in their community. You know, what is a fair percentage that they should be able to use your property to make your revenue and still respect your neighbors? How far back should we be? A lot of these larger scale solar farms I've seen in surrounding areas, Milton, headed out through 40 and headed out into Vermont, they're quite a ways back from any property. I haven't seen one at that 50-foot mark that I can recall. I'm not saying there's not any. I see a lot of them are pretty far back from the road with a good amount of screening. So those are the things I would like to hear the public say on it. Again, we are here and have the tough job to create a law that's going to be enforced and affect everybody. And that's really what I'd like to take. And hopefully we get some letters or phone calls or participation in our public hearing or to you as well.
Sure.
Your office is, you know, beat the board and feed that back to us.
Hey Josh, there's a couple notes that you took for change of language or something that maybe putting something about active architect or something. But if we can get those things together and get them out to the public, maybe at a meeting tonight we can set a public hearing.
I would be fine with that. I would just want to confirm with our attorney that would be their next step. Just to make sure that we put this law out.
Okay.
Correct. If we've had our workshop with the modifications, can we set it? And then obviously, we just need to make it available.
Yeah, I'd like to set the public hearing as soon as possible and get the public feedback and see what the public thinks of this.
Yeah,
I know last time, like I said, we built the place. So I hope we do again. I want people to come in and talk about this.
I think process wise, we have to introduce it at the another town board meeting, then set the public hearing at that town board meeting.
So, would you feel that in the first week of their first meeting in July, be able to get those modifications to us?
I can get that to you.
And then, if that one, if the supervisor be able to put it on the agenda, that'll be, we'd be able to move it to public hearing for end of, I think, will be the process.
Okay, we can do the public hearing. We'll get the traction today. We'll make sure that we help all of them. We'll set a public hearing for the second meeting in July.
Yeah. It's your agenda, if you'd be willing to, I would like that.
And that gives us time to talk to our attorney and stuff too, and make sure we're doing everything okay. So let's do that. Let's, guys, make the.
I think it's necessary to have a special meeting just strictly for that public hearing.
You know, I get an idea.
I would like to make it available that maybe we did have a special meeting then, because if it goes like the meetings that I sat in as a resident, that I still am a resident,
before
I
was in the
seat, it was.
hours for.
Yeah, because we want to make sure we give everyone plenty of time to.
And you know what, that would be the right thing, I think, to get the law out and then get, you know what, if we get that out here sooner,
yeah.
Perfect.
We get the law out as soon as possible, we'll set a public hearing at our next board meeting tonight, and then we'll set the public, and we'll have
set the public hearing maybe for how long has it got, what have we got? We got 10 days on that and 5 left to ask the attorneys how long we got to go.
Because I'd like to have it on a separate night from our town board.
Can we get a
separate again, I think it's going to be, it's going to be. Yeah.
I'd make myself available for that. I think it's important. I think to dedicate a few hours just to that would be important.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Sounds like we got a plan.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks,
Josh.
Thanks very much. Need a motion to adjourn the workshop?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Somebody?
Oh.
Second.
All right, all the
variables.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
This is for the